think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
This is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Thaddeus McCarter, my colleague and co-host of American Greatness, and we welcome in Malcolm Hoenlein, an overwhelming menu of bad actors in the Middle East, as we see all the emphasis in Europe on Ukraine, all the emphasis in Asia on the U.S. and China deal. And page 17 for what used to be top story of the moment, which was the existential attack on Israel from all directions directed by Iran. We begin, however, with Thaddeus' question about the U.N. Thaddeus?
Yes, Malcolm, we've seen the U.N. resurrect UNRWA. We've seen U.N. NGOs being systematically fleeced by terrorist organizations. But can you, before you get into that, can you tell us what is U.N. Resolution 2803 and why it is important?
This is Malcolm Hoenlein of the Conference of Presidents, Major American Jewish Organizations, and our trusted informant. Malcolm, please.
Well, it's good to be with you all. And we have a whole slew of U.N.-related stories, including the renewal of UNRWA for 3 years and being subject to review at that time. But despite all the corruption that was uncovered regarding the way they function and the fact that some of the members of UNRWA were actually involved in the October 7th outrage, and that the essentially that they've been replaced by over a dozen other aid organizations, which breaks their monopoly on the service and providing aid. And UNRWA schools have been shown to produce radicalized Palestinian children now for generations. And they were UNRWA facilities for months during the war were being used even to hold the hostages. And we, the U.S. taxpayer, has contributed about $7 billion to them. So we're seeing action now finally to try and Israel's Knesset voted to end coordination with UNRWA. And now we were hoping that we would see an end to the UNRWA role, but that is not going to happen. So the UN resolution really embodies the president's peace plan and the effort to get international backing to create the peace board, which is to govern the reconstruction in Gaza, which is now very much up in the air given the current situation in the country and the desire not to allow Hamas to be the beneficiary, but to create alternatives to them. The situation in Gaza itself obviously has not yielded the kind of hopeful situation when you see Khaled Mashal and the others saying, we will not disarm, we're not going to give up control, we're not going to accept international oversight, which he said in the last couple of days again. And so did others, the members of the Hamas top leadership, that the movement will not disarm until there's a creation of a Palestinian state and no international deployment, which are all fundamentals of the president's peace plan and the UN resolution. So on all counts, we're not seeing great news. The Security Council resolution passed, which enables them to move forward. The problem is the situation on the ground is not really amenable to that. We've also seen some other changes. The hopeful personnel changes that people have been waiting for have not occurred. So we will have to see what will emerge in the next days at the UN. But there's no sign that anything hopeful or helpful will be forthcoming.
Matt, does that mean UNRWA? UNRWA, no change?
UNRWA extended for 3 years. No change.
Was there?
Yes, it's incredible to me, right?
Is there an investigation that justifies that?
So, yes, there are a lot of investigations, and they should be, because we know that the money has been siphoned off consistently and constantly, that the money that was going to supposed to go to the refugees and the people there. The UN, there's a group called MECA, which Middle East Children's Alliance, which was supposed to provide material, educational material. Its Teach Palestine lesson reaches up to 160,000 American teachers. The curriculum whitewashes Hamas terrorism and promotes anti-American narratives. According to tax filing, MECA has sent donations to PFLP organizations, affiliated unions and groups. I'm saying this because the whole network, the whole evil web of the associations is continuing unabated. And we see the money going to other groups in other countries even that has completely taken over all of this money. Hamas is not able to rebuild its iron rule, but at the same time, it's rebuilding its role, and so do the anti-Hamas militias that most of the military was lost in Hamas and its political leadership and 20,000 fighters, but it still controls the western part of Gaza beyond the yellow line. And so the aid that goes in there is still under their control.
All right, let's go to Hezbollah. This is too much gloomy news. Now, Hezbollah was badly pounded.
You think that's better?
Yes, I do. The decap worked and disorganized, and they put a bookish man in charge. They're cut off from they were cut off from the highway from Tehran, and they were desperate for money. So Tom Barrack was conferring with Aoun's government. The Lebanese armed forces were making promises. And what has come of it?
Not that much. We know that the money for Hezbollah continues to flow from Iran to Dubai, also some from Turkey. But we know that the Iranians have sent Lebanese militia hundreds of millions of dollars over the past year through money exchanges and other businesses in Dubai. And that goes to the point of, you know, the control that is really being exercised over the situation in Lebanon. The Lebanese government, as you know, is not strong, and Hamas remains resistant. The Quds force have transferred huge amounts of money, perhaps as much as $1 billion. It's estimated to the forces in Lebanon. And overall, what we're seeing there is the continuation of the split situation where the government, you know, threatens and wants to exercise some control, but has yet not been able to confront the role of Hezbollah and the collapse of Hezbollah's legitimacy. Because they said that their weapons are there to deter Israel and protect Lebanon.
What about the report that they've identified that Hezbollah murdered people who could connect them with the harbor bombing? Now, there is that report. Is that denied by the government?
They have not denied it. And this is coming from government sources in Lebanon, where they're saying that they assassinated people who could identify Hezbollah's role and responsibility for the huge port explosion, which has taken such a heavy toll till today, and nothing has been rebuilt there. And there was, you know, many, many people killed, and a big area of Beirut was destroyed. And so to protect themselves, and they've killed four of the key people who could give testimony against what they did there.
All right, no good news there. Back to Thaddeus. Maybe you got something good about Hamas. Thaddeus?
Yes. I don't know that I have anything good regarding what we're talking about. But Malcolm, when you look at some of the fleecing of the UN funds that get funneled into terrorism, we've also seen those funds being taken from European NGOs And are they also using that money that is stolen to store weapons in those countries?
There's two aspects to this, and you're rightly identifying one of the huge problems, which is the taking of the money being raised. Like in Sweden, there's now a huge scandal. Over $100 million in public funds, which was supposed to go to education and welfare services, that were sent instead to institutional networks that were tied to Islamist organizations. And some of these are the ones that have been promoting the anti-Semitic agendas and collaborating with cells affiliated with the Muslim Brotherhood. And this was institutional networks in Stockholm and Gothenburg operating as legitimate, have been in fact sent using the funds to purchase real estate and luxury cars and to support their organizations, which are affiliated with extremist ideology. At the same time, we found that the Hamas had pre-positioned and was collecting weapons in various places in Europe and storing them, even in Poland and countries where you wouldn't have expected it, that they to carry out attacks. It is analyzed in Europe, as well as to be able to transfer them at some future time, perhaps to the Middle East. But primarily, it was to be able to carry out attacks in Europe itself.
Let me try again, all right, for good news. What we have here is the UN ignoring the corruption of its own NGOs and Europe ignoring the corruption of its NGOs. What about the money pipeline? It was all about money, Malcolm. The pipeline was Doha. The pipeline was Tehran. The pipeline was Ankara. Have any of those pipelines been interrupted since the ceasefire in Gaza?
They may have been slowed down a little bit, but from all we see now is that they are back in full force. And again, the network, you know, the revelations and documents that were found about British, the internal British and Hamas documents that reveal multiple ways in which London was aware of the involvement of Hamas in the aid pipeline. The money is now going, especially Iranian money, is going through Doha to Hezbollah and Hamas. So the funding channels continue as before. Turkey also, and all of them competing for their role in the future, both in the Syria, Lebanon, and in Gaza. So Hamas is making a profit off everything, the cash transfers, the money that goes from individuals. They take money out of these digital wallets and charge outrageous fees. So much, and I know, again, it's not good news, but it's such an intricate network of for this funding. And at the same time, you know that the corruption remains the same in terms of the Muslim Brotherhood operations, Hamas, Hezbollah, and all of their
We're going to find
groups.
Good news. All right. When we come back, we're going to find good news. That is Makara, American Greatness. We'll find it. Malcolm Hohenlein, Conference of Presidents, our informant. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.